How do I get everybody on the... Ah, thank you, Moshe. Okay, it's a split screen. So, thank you for Moshe for putting on the Sefer Mishmeres Smachos, which I have both volumes here now from Rabbi Karp Shalita, who talks about Talmud Torah. So yesterday I was discussing with you at some length the Shita of the Ramban. And when it comes to Talmud Torah, there are Tzvei Dinim. One is the Pikudei Hashem Mishor Masam Chelev, is the Shachos over here. That is common to both Tisha B'Av and Avelus. That's why Dvorim HaRoyim, Mutter and Tisha B'Av. The Ramban quotes an opinion, says that Dvorim HaRoyim are Osir for an Avel. Why? He Onek Dom. And he compares it, remember the Ramban from yesterday? He compares it to Kfiya Samita and Atifa Sarosh. What kind of comparison is that? So we explained that the Rosh says that there's no Kfiya Samita and Atifa Sarosh on Tisha B'Av. You know, the Gemara says Beferish, all the Yisurim of Avelus apply to Tisha B'Av. It's not an Isur of Avelus. It's a Kiyum. It's a Kiyum to overturn the bed and to cover your head. It's not an Isur. Now, there's certain these things which are Isurim, prohibitions. The prohibitions, Rechitza, things of this nature. Yilas HaSandal, Tashma Shamita. All these things which are Isurim, they extend to Tisha B'Av, as the Gemara says in Tainus. But Kiyumim do not apply. So over here we're suggesting that Dvorim HaRoyim is Mutter on Tisha B'Av, because it's not Mesam Chalev. But it's an Ovel, is a Kiyum of Ha'onek Dom, to be quiet, not to say Divrei Torah, as the Gemara has earlier in Daf Tezvav. That doesn't apply on Tisha B'Av, it's a Kiyum. So I never meant the paskin the way Moshe thought I was being machmir. Now I'm telling Dvorim HaRoyim, especially no get to this year that this group is learning Hichos Avelus and you can even learn on Tisha B'Av. Sorry to say, you don't have a p'tur. Usually it's a p'tur. I'm learning Kachim, I'm learning Taras, I'm learning Nezikin. I have not come to learn one day to open up a Moed Katan and Elam Galchin and open up Dvorim. No, you have no excuse. You're in the middle of Elam Galchin. In the middle of the Chazavel, so that's mut even on La Maisa, on Tisha B'Av for sure, and the Maisa even for a novel as well. But since I have in front of me the same page that you have on the screen, Shin Sadi Beis, and I'll leave it here, about that's where he starts talking about Talmud Torah. So it says that you're allowed to learn Sifrei Musar. So I wanted to show that to you, but before we even get to that, I want to show you over here on page the Dvorim HaMutarim. He's discussing may learn it beiyun. Some yes, Oshin yes, Matirim. Lahokel Kain Dasa Boseinu Hagrach Mi Brisk VaChazanish. On page Shin Sadi Dal, you can put it on the screen, Moshe. Quotes as follows. He quotes from the Maril. You learn Iyov, right? Af Pirish Iyov Shari. Af Shalom Et Beiyun Lahavin. Otto Beshuften Askinen, Shane Mevine Mashamotzin BPM, Vena Mayan Bamasha Kore. They were crazy people. So my brother explains, Elam Begalchen. It's not Tisha B'Av. It's not considered Simcha. Ovel, Menuda, Muchram. As the Prima Ganim says. And you shouldn't start making people pull in from Mokom to Mokom. That's you're learning, you're kvetching. Yeah. Lima Atzam Begiavian, Adam Mitzar Tfei. What are you saying? It's hard to learn B'Iyun. It's easier to just learn B'Kiyas. If you learn B'Iyun, it's Mitzaret's face, but they're on Tisha B'Av. Afal Pishim Mischadish Tol Mashal Yoda. By mistake, came up with a Chiddush. Ein Bo Yisu, came and have Dvarim HaRoyim. Reb Chaim and the Chazanish said, of course learn B'Iyun. Came and he threw a little more Dvarim HaRoyim. Shalo B'Iyun, lo mikri limud. Those are fiery words. And he quotes from the Stipula that of Elam Agachem Lo Yitochen Sheyatir Lilmal Gemara B'Shalom B'Iyun. There's no such thing. What people call Bekiyas, you know, we won't talk about it now. Okay, Reb Chaim says Shalom B'Iyun Lo Nikra Limud. Rabbi Yisrael, I'm just quoting from the Sefer, and he quotes the Mamar Mordechai. I said so. Whatever. That's an important addition to this discussion. And as far as learning Musa is concerned, that's 2 pages later. Shin Sarivov. Mut love a little more sifra yira, musav yira shemayim, and more like the tshuva. The zewika tachas avelis. Tov lo lechas al beisev lechas al pishta vachayit an alibo. Veshova ruffalo. So you should learn. And this is what he explains the from the Vilna Gaon says that. Kulam divrei tochachos, that you learn these things is considered to be musa, not only tsar, musa. So what's he trying to say? There's so many agadas in the Eilei Begalchen, right? It's all musa tochachos. You see, as sifrei musa are muta, kamo iov, kutzim iri and the tainus. Kol shlonema derech shevach v'derech shisoro odom pem liikona levavo letfila ein bo mishem simcha muter. The marks of victory. Divrei kivushim morachleiv lachnia liikona mitora. Avo yashar, he quotes. Kulun musar, even though the much includes within it a goddess of midrashi chazal. His kavanah is not to learn so much, but to do tshuva, tikkun amidus. That's chovas yom betainus. And the stechemet says so. Musar v'yira morom lam l'shov hashot shvichol lekach. This is what it says. But it's only lomei l'shem musar. And I told you yesterday. L'or l'tshuva l'midus. Shalom and rak midrashi chazal v'godas osar. And the Ramah says, Pirkei Avos is even us, and for those who keep the minig of Erev Tishah B'Av on Shabbos. So I think that Pirkei Avos, if you're learning B'Torah, it's limud, because you're lomud kavua, and you know, we're not so happy these days. But in shuls, they would say Pirkei Avos, the Yekesh shuls to this day. They say Kaddish Piskalo by Mincha, and they sit down and they say Baruch Hinafshi every Shabbos in the winter, and Pirkei Avos in the summer. Who has ever been in such a shul where they do that in your life? But that's what the old minig in Europe. Every Shabbos after Mincha, they say Aleinu, sit down, and say Baruch Nafshi in the winter, and Pirkei Avos. It's printed in every Siddur. Every Siddur has it. There's no Siddur that doesn't have it. We are Americans, we don't. But it was B'Torah's Limud. So therefore you couldn't learn it. But it's relevant, Halacha L'Maisa. I don't see it in this Sefer, I have to find it somewhere. It's a very famous minig to learn Mishnayos in a Beis Ovel. My Rebbe said, you're not allowed to learn Mishnayos in a Beis Ovel. He says it in Beis Ovel. It's certainly in a Beis Ovel. Even if the Ovel will close his ears, shouldn't be learning Torah in Beis Ovel. So I was a young man coming to this community. And of course, you know, no one lives forever, so there was a Shiva house. Okay, Rabbi, learn Mishnayos. Of course, the famous four Mishnayos, the Masechet Mikvos, would start with the letters Neshama. Nun, Shin, Mem, they found four Mishnayos somewhere, before that searches. Go find me four Mishnayos, which start with the letters Nun, Shin. So I can't learn this. Mikvos and Beis Ovel. Rabbi, it's even printed in all the books. It's learned in every single house. So I can't, my Rabbi, I can't do it. But you have to learn Mishnayos. I said, I always had the same Mishnah. Akavya ben Mahalal Alomer, the Mishnah of Pirkei Avos. If you've ever been in a Kfur in Eretz Yisrael, that's what they say. Right? He's takel b'shlosh advarim, me'ayin basa, lo na taholeich, me'atos l'sendin b'cheshbin. That's what I learned. Adayam azeh, I'm here 46 years plus, when I'm based over the Mishnayos, that's the Mishnah that I learned. If I'm there more than one day, I find a different Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, which has a Musar infatuated. There's plenty of, there's no shortage of Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos, I have Shar for Musar. I hold this Mutter. I can't do it on Erev Shabbos Tishah. No, it's B'Torah's Limud. I'm saying B'Torah's Musar. And there is Mishnah Losus Neshama. I understand that. Let me dafka those four Mishnayos and Mikvos that happen to start with Nun Shin Mem Hei, which are complicated Mishnayos and Shuvim, and no one knows what's going on anyway. It's much more important to learn the way I'm learning. And I wasn't fired. You know, there's a few things when I came to this community, I said, the rabbi is out of the box. He doesn't want to learn these Mishnayos. I had certain leniencies. I remember the first year I was here, they asked me to say a shiur in the local school before Pesach. So the guy asked me, what about using these soap pads? Because the OU took off the OUP and some soap pads. I said, soap pads? It's not edible. The dog wouldn't eat it. It's head to government. They wanted to have me fired. The crazy reform rabbi. It's about the soap pads without an OUP. Some guy who wasn't even from my shul was malshin on me to my balabatim. So Baruch Hashem, I'm still here. And Hashem saved me. Okay, good. So these are the things I wanted just to finish up from the sugya of Talmud Torah. Any questions, please, either on Room or on Zoom? Yes. Yeah, Ellie.
What about like if a person like says Tehillim every day? Like
what about, why don't you?
If a person says like a set amount of Tehillim every day, is that like conservative?
No, I'm not masking. I have a Daf Yomi every day. I'm not my Daf Yomi. No. The Mefarshim explain whatever is part of your Seder HaTefillah, that's mutter. Like I say, you know, I don't say all of Korbanos every day. You know, Korbanos is very important. I think Rav Shechter Shlita just put out it once again what he's been saying for decades. Do you see it? It's Corona Shuvas just now. His Corona Shuvas expand to Arba Chelki. He's all over the world with his Corona Shuvas. He keeps saying that Korbanos is more important than Pesukah Dezimra. He said it many times. He printed it just now. But how much Korbanos? I know how much Korbanos I say every day. I say Parshas HaTomid and Parshas HaKtoris with the two Pesukim afterwards. Tomid with one Pesuk afterwards. And I say Abai Abba Masada and Ezra Makom. That's why. When do I say it? Walking from house to shul. I can just, if I walk slowly, I can finish it all. And if I don't walk slowly, I can finish it when I get to shul. Every day, I say on Tisha B'Av too, because that's Seder HaTorah. Whatever I don't, whatever you say every day, I don't know what you say, I'm not going to give you Musa. If you say Parshas HaTorah every day, that's what you say on Tisha B'Av. But Tillim is not part of anyone saying the Tillim. It's a Seder Tillim. It's very nice, I love Tillim, but you can't say it on Tisha B'Av. Sorry, yes. I pass. Who am I going against? Reb Chaim and the Chazanish. They say just read the words. You don't see what you're talking about. There's nothing. We're learning the in the bracha shir. So we had a question: why the Mechaber says in Siman Mem Vav or Mem Zayin in Birchas Torah in Siv Gimel, he says if you write the Torah, you say a bracha. If you think the Torah, you don't say a bracha. What's the difference? All the Mefarshim ask. So the answer was, it's a bracha, and the Vilna Gaon says that the Mechab is wrong. What do you mean he's thinking the Ritar? V'hegel libe l'fanecha, v'gisa yama v'layla. It's a mitzvah to think the Ritar. What are you talking about, Mechab? So I gave an answer, which I think some of the Mefarshim say. The bracha is on a Maisa mitzvah. The Maisa mitzvah. As part of my shir, and it said it's one mandama in brachas yunah from the base, it says you want to make a bracha on mikra and not on anything else. Why? I said, shout out to Alter Rebbe. Alter Rebbe in Hilchos Talmud Torah says, Mikra, it's just saying the words is a mitzvah. A tilim zogim. My grandfather, Oliver Shalom, was a tilim zogim. Did he understand every single word that David HaMelech had in mind in his 150 program of tilim? I guarantee you, no, at least no one in this room knows either. My grandfather didn't go to yeshiva, he came from Galicia. But here's tilim, oh man, it puts our tilim to shame. To shame. And according to the rabbi, he had a mitzvah every single word he said. Because mikra, the mikra itself, that mandama held. Only that requires a bruch. Hearer is not a mice at all. And Mishnah, Medrash, and Gemara, I'm not going to go to the whole Shia from now. So I'm saying again over here, you have a Seder in Tillim, every Seder in Tillim every day, it's a tremendous mitzvah. It's a beautiful mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah talks about, you say, usually you say X program a day, I seriously make sure you double it. Yeah. I'm not a Tillim Zogar. My grandfather is much greater than me. He said Tillim every single day. I'm not such a high madrega. But if you have that madrega, I would not allow you to do it on Tisha B'Av or Nevelis. That's not part of davening. It's tilim, something different. So I'm saying, so learning. So I'm sorry to finish my sentence. If you say Gemara like you say tilim, and you don't understand what's going on, it's zero mitzvah, right to Rebbe. Zero. I'll read it. I don't know what the words mean. What's Megalchen? I have no idea, but I'm saying it anyway. Zero mitzvah. So you have to learn some measure of Iyum. That's what he means. How much are you? You know, our Iyun every day is not even compared to Reb Chaim's Iyun, what's Chazal Ish's Iyun, 0.01%. So that 0.01% is more than Tisha B'Av too. That's our Iyun. Okay? Kaini really. Rabbos, we got to start the next sugya. Shelas Shalom. Shelas Shalom. Okay, let's analyze where Shelas Shalom fits into this whole parasha. So let's open up Rabbos to the Gemara, Masech the Tainis, on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Right, Rabbos, let's open up. Lamed Amud Aleph, see the Gemara. Most people have Boyd Cut and have Tainus in front of them. If not, maybe I should put it on the screen for those who don't have Tainus in front of them. I think most of us have Gemaras which have Tainus together with Boyd Cut. Most of us. Says the Gemara as follows. The Gemara is as follows. Tana Rabbanan, it's the third wide line. Kol mitzvos hanogas b'ovel nogas b'tisha b'av. Also b'achila v'shtiyah v'sicha v'nyasasana v'tash v'shamita. Also lukas b'tar nevim uksuvim. Period. Okay? That's what it says. So let's turn now to this is the Gemara. The Gemara is a straightforward Gemara. But it's also a rush that we started learning yesterday who talks about it as well. Simon Lamed Zayin in Tainus. Happens to be the same simon that we were learning yesterday in Mod Kot, and also Islam and Zion. I don't know, that's a coincidence. Says the Heilige Rosh as follows. It's very, very important. The Rosh Simon Lamed Zion.
Look carefully. Rabbi Huda Mechayev Kfiyas Amita, we saw this already once before. The Hodul Chachamim Dein Kofen Kolika. For who are then Nami Ein Ochayev Ativ Zerosh? For Yafal Pi Shein Mitzvah Sanogas Ba'ovel. I'm sorry. Even though an Ovel is Mechayev, but Tanya Kol Mitzvah Sanogas Ba'ovel Nogu B'Tishba. Hayelin and Mitzvahs Lo Sasei Hanogas Ba'ovel Tanya. Our Mitzvah Sasei Shebi Ovel Kon Kfiyas Amita Vativ Zerosh. I mentioned a few minutes ago. Bahanach lo koma. According to the Ramban, the kiyum asay of dome does not apply either. Right, as we said, vein tzarach lama bekriya. Fine. Umistaba dechay betfilin. Afal gav dehi mitzvah lo sase. Kevin the beovel gufe lo mitzvah ela beyom rishon. Lo koma tishuba meavelus mishivas meavelus. Oh man, I just remember we never discussed. We're supposed to discuss at the beginning of the shiur today. Moshi, the Ber Yitzchak Yodeh Simon Lamed Beis. Remember we spoke about that yesterday. Can you get that on the screen? From Bar Ilan? Be'er Yitzchak. We have to take a break. We had a whole machloikas between Rav Yashiv and Rav Yitzchak Chachanan, the Maritats. I'm sorry if I'm separate. This was supposed to be before we started this, but I said the word tefillin, and I reminded myself. Just to chazer again. The Maritats, which is quoted by the Dova Merivava, take a look over here since we have the Shulchan Aruch open in front of us. Hilchas Avelus. It talks about tefillin. Yes. Zoom closed. Oh no! Can you? Real? Why are we closing? Can you explain why? It's... Just fix me up with whatever.
Oh no!
If you know, either Young Israel or the MiFi, whichever works. So while he's fixing up, just to review from yesterday, if you look at the Dagon Beravava over here in Shin Pei Ches, Rizi Bemari Tats Bechidusha. Dafka yom misa v'kvura, av lemeis b'yom v'nikma b'layla chayev b'anochas tefillin. Right? What's tamo? Davelas yom rishon d'oraisa, rakam yom misa v'kvura b'adadi. Period. So the Dogel Rebbe says he thinks it's incorrect. What's it? Why is it incorrect? Because of yom shmua krova osa b'antfillin osa rabbona, kavachomer b'yom kvura. So we discussed yesterday how to get out of that raya. Okay? I don't want to follow the Maritats for a very simple reason. He tells you his reason. His reason is, no good. His reason is that Yom Misa Kvur is the Raisa, and I showed you yesterday in Shin Tzadi Ches and Tess, behind me. Shin Tzadi Ches, can I try to go on now? It says join the meeting?
Not yet?
Try now?
Yeah, it's not going to work yet.
Well, let's try.
I just need to turn this on.
Yes, I try?
1 minute? Just
wait for this. Tell me, you press join whenever it's time. So he gives a reason. I showed it in Shin Sadi test at the end. The Rambam said we don't paskin that Yom Rishon Kfura is Misa Kfura is Doraisa. We spent the whole week on that sheet, but we don't paskin that way. The Mechaber is 2 days. That's why I don't want to hold like the Maritats. But the question would be: is he Rishalmi? The Rishalmi is in Brochus, and the Rishalmi has a question. I'll repeat the question. I read it to you yesterday from the Amik Brocha. Oh, that reminds me of another thing. A Tzvi asked me a kasha that I told you yesterday, and I think the Emor Bracha says like me, there are two dinim by tefillin. A dinim avelus and a dinim tefillin. Tzvi is medak from Lashon HaRitva that the only time you say the dinim on tefillin, once you're potim, you're dinim avelus, you're osim, you're dinim tefillin. There's no ptur avelus, there'll be no issur tefillin. I think it's a correct diag in the Ritva. But the Ramban doesn't seem to say that way. He has an independent din, which is quoted Allah and Shin Peches Beis. Almost. I don't know why this is happening. Maybe we have to try to go on a different Zoom. In any event, I thought it's an independent thing. I think it's the Emek Brocha said as well. But then there's a Yerushalmi in the second paragraph in Brochus, the third paragraph in Brochus, I think it's where it is, where it says that Misha Mesa Mutulafanov, Potem in Atfilim and Atfilim and Chomitz the Murs Batorah. Frankly, Yerushalmi, why must it mention Tfilin? Tfilin is also because of Avelis. You don't need the tour of Aninus. So you want my answers? You're right.
I'm sorry for the temporary delay. Thanks to my techie Uriel, Baruch Hashem, he gets me back on again. You are very grateful to me. I apologize for all these techie glitches. Thank you, Uriel. Thank you very much. In any event, we were talking about the yesterday's Yerushalayim, but I don't know where I lost you somewhere. I forgot all about it. I remembered Moshe's Talmud Torah, but I forgot Moshe's Be'er Yitzchok with the Machlokas of Rav Yosef, whether Yerushalmi was like the Maritatz or against the Maritatz. I'll read you the Yerushalmi. It's the very first Yerushalmi in the third paragraph in Brochus. Tani, umen atfilin. Okay? Frek the Yerushalmi. Ovel be yom rishon. Uh-oh. Ovel be yom rishon. Oh, no. I'm off again. What happened? You want to see what's going on here?
I'm not sure completely who made you read. Do you know how to call into me?
No.
What happened? It went off again. Did it? Why? Try one more time. I'll just do it on the phone.
Can we use the MiFi? It could be the MiFi. Lost
no,
juice.
It reconnected to the... Is that what happened?
Where is it? Where's the MiFi? Is it off again?
Yeah.
Okay, so it died.
The what? Wi-Fi died?
Charge it.
That died. That's going to take...
Why did it die? It wasn't charged?
Okay, I guess so.
Just call in.
Is so just, how do we do that?
No, just a call. A regular call. I'll call Zoom.
You mean they should just call in without video?
No. Yeah. You just use it. Does someone have a phone? They could just call on.
Maybe it's...
Yeah.
No, they can...
Yeah, we have a Zoom card.
I have a phone which is connected to the Zoom number. Is that going to be helpful?
Yes.
Yeah, that would
be. I know what that is because... It was put on my Shabbat Chazon ad from yesterday. Just happened to have it here. One second. Give me a second. I'm getting on my email. Email.
Is there an outlet
limit?
That was inexcusable that it shouldn't be charged. That's impossible. You guys have to make sure it gets charged. Yeah, but it doesn't hurt to plug it in, you know? I feel bad about that. One second. We can't borrow a shot here. Can I write this down? So how do we get these guys to do that? At least.
If
everybody
just gives me a meeting idea, it's all from this phone.
I don't know. This is all I know.
What's the meeting idea?
334 982-3741. So this is going to be charged in 2 minutes, or it's going to take an hour?
Yeah, it's going to take a while.
So forget it.
There are 7 participants in the meeting.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, 7 participants. Okay. I apologize. Okay, I apologize to this... I apologize to the participants on Zoom. I can close this, right? It's useless. A technical glitch. The MiFi wasn't charged. The MiFi died, and the Young Israel thing died. So everything died. So I apologize that... We're talking a little bit about death, but I didn't expect the MiFi to die. So the second half of the Shia today will have to be only on audio. I apologize. But we're reading the first Yerushalmi in the third paragraph of Masechta Brachos. Tani min ha-tfilin. Oval yom ha-rishon eina nosin tfilin. The yom ha-sheni hu nosin tfilin. V'bav panuch ha-doshes hu choltzon kol shiva. Divir ha-bolezer. Rabbi Shua omer b'rishon ha-visheni eina nosin tfilin. Shlishi hu nosin tfilin. V'bav panuch ha-doshes and ha-choltz. That's the Gemara in the Chafalef as well. Fek the Gemara. Why bother including tefillin in the Mishnah in the third paragraph of Brachos? You put them in the Avelis. We have to mention Aninas for. He said, "You're right." At the beginning, the Tanida. It didn't really have to mention it at all. Ad Kan the Yerushalmi in the third paragraph of Brachos, the very first. It works again.
I think it does.
Okay, if it works again, it works again.
The
okay, we may be back on Zoom. Hold on. Try it. Oh. In other words, it charges instantly? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, it doesn't look like it was not charged. I don't know why it turned off.
Well,
it says it has 92% battery.
What, so I should press here? I want to do it.
Yeah. Change this to F5.
Let's see if it works.
This meeting is being recorded.
We're back on Zoom, Rabbi Isai. I don't understand how this works. Atchias Hamesim. You see? Atchias Hamesim in Atorah Minayim. It worked. Okay, we're back on Zoom. We got a big screen. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I'm sorry for all these. We have to have good cheer. So if we're back on Zoom, so Moshe can put back the Ber Yitzchak, or put on the, if you wanted to save time, we just put it on from the Mishmeres HaSmachos. You can get it there right away. Because you have that, he has about Tefillin. Let me show you where Tefillin is found over here. Page Shin Zayin is where Tefillin starts. And I'll tell you what page.
The Ber Yitzchak. Very once.
Yeah, you have the Ber Yitzchak? Okay, put on the Ber Yitzchak.
Which Shin was it?
Yoredei Simon Lamed Beis. I have it in the Din Tefillin the Oval. He thinks the Rav Yitzchak Chana is brilliant. He keeps using, you know, we come from Yeshiva Rav Yitzchak Chana. We have to, as I mentioned yesterday, we have to at least have once this summer. He calls it brilliant. Okay, if you want to, I'm reading you, if you want to look at it later on page Shin Yud Dalet. But Tziyune Halacha, which I have right over here, from Rav Yashiv, Rabbeinu HaGrisha Zatzal, proves from the Yerushalmi against the Maritats. Because the Yerushalmi asks, why does it say in the Mishnah, Misha Mesa Mutl Potter Menat Tefillin, he's Potter even after the Kvura for the first day? If the Maritats is right, Lo Koshamidi, Itzuch Lashmina, the Avsha Eino Yom Misa, Potter Mit Tefillin, Misham Onen, the Misham Avelis Drabonon, Eino Potter. Woo! Very often a person dies on Sunday, is buried on Monday. So there's according to the Maritats, there's no Torah of Avelus, and he's still a potter because of Misha Mesim with the Lefanov. That's how the Yoshev's right. Umikan Ruchad Loka Maritats. On the Magri Mikovna, Beber Yitzlok Shom, Shom is Yoredeya Simon Lamed Beis, Hochiach Mirsham is El Lehepech, Uke Maritats, Tairisham Hiksharak Mirabalazar, the Sfirle, the Afiyom Asheni, as I read it to you a minute ago. As a Hikshay Rishalmi, in beyond base, ain't a nosen tfilin, Sarach Mema Mishamesim with the Lefonov, Frekta Bitzkochon and Vakosha, Lomerak Leman the Yamaze, Hello Zed Kosha Gamleman Dama Afion Rishin, ain't a nosen tfilin, Lomer Sarach Leman Mishamesim with the Lefonov. What a great Kasha. Elevada Zed Bitzkochon, Leman the Yamarak Yom Rishin, ain't a maniach, Lo Kosha Midi. Why not? The Mari de Eino Bioma Misa. Eino Bioma Misa. According to the Mari Tats, you're again. If you rock Bioma Misha and Eino Menech Lakosha Midi, the Mari de Eino Biom Hamisa. Hold on a second. Rock the Mandela de Afiom Shani and Anosin Tfilin. Final Afsha Eino Bioma Misa. You still don't put on Tfilin, which is like we Paskin. Kosha Kane. But according to the first opinion, it says Yom Achad Eminich Tefillin, Lo Kashemidi. Why? Talking about a case of Eino Yom Hamisa. And Eino Yom Hamisa, there is no Ptura Velus. Why? Because the Maritats is correct. It takes the same exact Yerushalmi that Rav Yosha proved against the Maritats. He proves like the Maritats. Fiza Muchach Min Yerushalmi, like the Maritats. Avka Velus Yom Hamisa Zubit Tefillin. Yom Kippur, no, it's a Raya Berura Be'ezus Hashem. A Raya Berura is Hashem, but Rav Yoshev is no slouch either. I imagine that he held, even though the Rishami has the Kasha according to one man, the other, just because that's the Maman that we Paschal like, but otherwise of the Kasha anyway. And here's the brilliance of the of Yitzchak Chana. Watch this. We had a Raya from Dagal Meravava from Shmua Krova. Shmua Krova, this is a page, Shin Yud Gimel, from Shmua Krova, it's so brilliant, listen carefully, it goes like this, Shmua the Rabbani, you gotta take off your tefillin, yeah, so what's the answer?
Vaday haptur rak yom misa kvura. Because the Ramban says in Torah Sa'adam, Averas yom mishin is doraisa, rak yom misa kvura. Right? And the Ramban says, Tshilim shun de mitzvah rabbahim, lo asum ala yom mishin jishma Averas Torah. I told you already. I'm happy to say that Maritatz is right. If you hold that yom mishin is doraisa, which is the Ramban's defended the golem over here. Remember, he didn't pass it away. We went through the whole week. Right? But since we pass this Rabbanan, it's not correct. Oh, the hedge of assistance. All right, we don't pass in this way. But because of Sham, the Ber Yitzchak Liashev, but Ofa Nifla, Tlotikshi Klam, because the Ramban himself said, the Beshmua Krov, a Chol is Trillin after the Rabbanan. Steering Ramban, it's no steering Ramban. Ramban holds it's the Rabbanan. He's only defending the Gaonim over here. So the Kasha doesn't begin. I told you, remember that Rafael Cohen's Kasha, we answered the same way, and many other Kashas. Watch. Them is tikshi, Rebbe Ova l'Rashi v'Ravid, Afi Yom Sheni Noag Averus Gabi Tfilin, Atchiyamda v'Nacham Yatzah. That's Rashi and the Ravid Shita. V'Koshe, the Zevadi the Rabbanon. So what's Ramban going to do with this? Those who hold the Sarbog. Elevadi the Kavanas Ramban, Rakli Yom Rishon. Listen carefully. Shebitlu bo legamre mitzvahs Tfilin, She'osu lo Tfilin the whole day. Avi Yom Sheni, the Rakli Mitzvahs Yom Osu, Din Mitzvahs Yom Kukulo, Uvishar Yom Menich Tfilin, but you'll put on tefillin in the afternoon. You know why? Before you heard the shmua, so by avelis the rabbanon, you have to appeal in part of the day. Part of the day. So the Maritatz is right. The Maritatz is right. The Maritatz is right. On the second day, you can't even mevatel tefillin the entire day. You got to wear tefillin at least part of the day. So you can't ask me a kasha from Shmuel Krova. He wore tefillin part of the day. It is brilliant. You can't say Rav Yitzchak is not brilliant. So I just wanted to share it with you. Okay, this is all from yesterday, Shia. We haven't really got almost started today, Shia. Shela Shalom is today's topic. So let's again, Rabosai. We read the Gemara in Tainus Staf Lamed, and now we're going to go to the Russian Tainus Staf Lamed, Simon Lamed Zayin. And I got sidetracked because I got to the word tefillin, and I remembered that we didn't discuss it from yesterday, so I'm sorry if I'm not as organized as I should be. We're now in the Rosh Simon Lamed Zayin in Mesechtes Tainus. Watch this. Umistaba dechai betfillin. You got to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. Afal gavdehi mitzvah lo sasei. It's a don't, and the don'ts apply. Kevin the ba'ava gufa la mitzvah l'b'yom rishin. Very important. That's a critical line. The Rosh is saying here, his own opinion, it's true we compare Tisha B'Av to Shiva. Which day of Shiva? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7? Right? So you have to, it's no more common than the second half of Shiva. Ubraisa mitzvahs anogas ba'ovel kol Shiva katani. If it doesn't apply all 7 days, it doesn't apply on Tisha B'Av. Tell us examples. Those are the five examples. Teda. Right, we'll get to it. So there are certain attainment malacha after day three. So Tisha B'Av is like day five. And therefore you can do malacha b'makom shenagu. V'chein b'she'el shalom. Meshiv, why? She came by Velas Yachas Shlosh Yomim. Meshiv Shalom Lecholodom. And before she gemar Chafal from the base, we'll come back to it. Rabbeinu Meir Kosav, the Marami Wittenberg. V'nira de Betishabav Ein Lahaniach Tfilin Kemo Yom Rishon De Yovel. The Ein Yom Mar Yosem Yimenu Yom Kavua Bechir Le Dairus. Wow. V'efshon Shadokach Limso Smach Leminik Ashkenaz. Where he came from in Wittenberg. They weren't wearing tefillin on Tisha B'Av. Even though the Rosh is a loyal Talmud of the Marami Wittenberg, here and there, he disagrees. You must put on tefillin. That's a machlekes. Let's go further. Kotzer Rabbeinu Meir Zal, Avot tzitzis, Nogu kan moneinu b'chol eretz Ashkenaz, Shelo l'satte b'tzitzis b'tisha B'Av, V'asmechu akro d'ksiv, Bitsa emroso, V'arminan b'medrish eicha bitsa purpurin didei, Aim is a shum raya. It's not come on to be right from a medrash. V'yesh enim rotsu l'shanas ha'mini v'gam enim rotsu l'yos below tzitzis v'satzim v'talas kotlan tachas b'gdeyam. Period. That's what it says. Ad kan, Rabosai, what it says over here. Now, just to finish up the rush at the very end of Siman Lama Zion, it's something very, very important, which is critical for our discussion for right now. Tosefta, Perigimu. Ein Shelas Shalom Lechaverim, it's the text we have, Petishabov. Abu Meshivin has said, Yotos Besofa Rafa, Toch Yisib Birishami. Ein Shalom Bishlom Chaverim Petishabov. Abu Meshivin has said, Yotos Besofa Rafa. Period. Keep that in mind. Okay. Ad Kam, we spent a lot of time reading the Rosh, Mesechta Tainus, Simon Lamed Zayin. So far, so good? So far, so good. Okay. Now, Rabosai, let's analyze this whole din of Shelah Shalom. Go slow. Go slow. The fact that it says Chaverim, what does Chaverim mean? Tamidei Chachamim. Tamidei Chachamim. Implying that Sechum Chaverim, Tamidei Chachamim. But Shelah Shalom HaTishabav is Mutar Mikra Din. So it would apply. So it would apply. Where do you find the difference between Chaverim and other places? A Mefurshe Gemara. In Masechta Tainus, we started with the Gemara on Tainus Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Let's flip back a little to Tainus Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Those who have Tainus Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and see what it says. Right? We rattle off the 5 or 6 Yisurim. On Lamed Amud Beis, it says as follows: the third line, Mokum Shenogu Lasim Lacha B'Tishrei of Osin, Mokum Shenogu Shelo Lasim Zayin Osin, Uvechol Mokum Tamidei Chachamim B'Teilim. So once again, we find the concept of a Talmud Chacham. So you find a Talmud Chacham different with respect to Shelah Shalom and with respect to Malacha. And it's very nice, because if you'll turn now to Moed Kotten, Chof Aleph Medveis, and we took the Rosh at his word until now. But let's check him up, right? We never trust anybody. What does it say in Chof Aleph Medveis? That's where all the distinctions are found between the first 3 days and beyond. The very first line on the page. That's as far as we got last week. Avol gimel yomer rishonim asa b'malacha, right? And after 3 days, then there's certain leniencies, right? Fine. What about Shelah Shalom? Something very similar. What does it say? It's a few lines later. Avol shelas gimel yomer rishonim asa b'shelah shalom mishlosh ad shiva meshiv v'yeno shoel mikan ve'elech sholem meshiv k'darko. Says the Gemara, Shlosh Yom Rishonim, Asa B'Shelah Shalom, V'atanya, a whole Brisa, right? Quote a Rabbim Shaina. I can't go to the right time to read the Brisa now. Migimel Azayin, Meshiv Enashol, Mikam Ve'Shol, Meshiv Kedarka, Ureminu, Hamoti Eschaver, Ova B'Tol Shlosh Yom, Medabe Motan Chum, Ve'Enashol B'Shlomo. After 30 days, Shol B'Shlomo, so he's served 30 days, right? What happens? He lost his wife, so he married another woman. Oy vey. Anybody sure that comes to the base of the Dabur Tanchum is an insult to the second wife. But so Bishuk, all the Rebbe suffer Rav of the COVID Rosh. Om Rav Yidu Baravin, Vuhu Shol Bishlom Chaveirim, Acherim, Shacherim Shurim Bisholim. Acherim and Shalom Bishlomo, in 30 days or even a year, we paskin for a father and mother. Shuein Asharim Bisholom. Ayva Medichotani, Meshiv, Michal Deshalidinu. No, the lo yadi. They didn't know. What didn't they know? Rabbi said, they didn't know something. What didn't they know? What did they know? Zok Rashi, kloma lohoi tatani meshiv lohoi handishali lehi, lo yadi di ovalhu. They didn't know it was an oval. Ava man di yada di ovalhu, lo shali betoch lamad yom. He had to ask him Shlomo for 30 days. Didn't know it was an oval. Hihachi, if that's the case, what? That Badoyadi. So Shlosh Yom Rishonim Nami. That's on the Nusach Amitis of the Duke Sofas is found in Hagos, as soon as Bays in the Ozva or the Gemara, so some of you have. Yeah. Awesome. In the first 3 days, Modalahu Velo Mahadalahu. He tells them, I'm sorry, I'm an Avelis. Hacha, Lo Tzorech Lo Dinu. Which means, instead of saying that I'm an Avelis, he's allowed to respond. Rashi, Hosam Modaluhu, Hodakotani Kol Gimmi Rishonim, Osbashel Hasholim, Ava Modaluhu, the Ovalu, Velo Mahadaluhu, Hochal Yacha Gimel, Lotzoch, Lodin, Lamandalo, Yadi, Adavalu, and Lameshiv. After 3 days, you see big differences here and Shel Hashem between day 3, 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, 6, 7. That's what it does in the point of Tishba, we just saw before in the Rosh in Masechet Tainis. Let's finish up the sugya. Ureminu amotis chaver ovo tol yud beis chodesh tanchumin in a shol b'shlomo lach yud beis chodesh shol b'shlomo ve'en medabim o tanchumin avdabim matzad yeah, etc. 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 lo kasha haba ava ve'ima haba shakrovim. So shakrovim is 30 days and ava ve'ima is 12 months. It's all halachas psukas in Hilchos Shel Hashem. It's all in the Shulchan Aruch now. We saw a whole sugas of Gemara. Hilchos Shel Hashem is a whole simon. Called Hilchos Shel Hashem. Take a look. Shin Pei Hei. A whole simon called Hilchos Shel Hashem. Let's take a look and see what it says there. Halacha l'maisa. This is very, very important. There's a question, what is Shel Hashem? You know, when the person, you call someone in Shiva, how do they answer the phone? You have an experience? Especially now it's you can't do any Shiva calls in person. You gotta add 12 on the phone. So some will say, hello. That's what you do. How do you guys always answer the phone? I always say hello, right? It's hello, Shel Hashem. So get a Tisha B'Av too. You say hello on Tisha B'Av? Big Shaila. Some say hello is Shel Hashem, say hello is not a Shel Hashem. So some answer the phone and, yes. Yes, okay. Yes, you gotta say something. Make sure they know you're on the phone. Yes, because they hold a hello with a shtickle shel hashalom. They say yes, okay. That's what happened. I called a cousin of mine who had lost a husband. And she said yes, okay, because they say also shel hashalom. I can understand that. That's certainly a legitimate opinion. You know, this also relates to Hilchos. We're supposed to learn that in the bracha shir. What's mutter before davening? Shel Hashalom is also before davening. It's before Shigamar and Brachas. Can you say hello? Another question. The phone rings before davening. You know, I daven 8:30. You know, the phone rings before davening. Can I tell you? So, what do I say? Yes? I think I'm out of my mind. Yes, and a plain old Wednesday. So I say hello. And we don't consider that to be Shel Hashalom. So, these are just parenthetical. We haven't gotten to the protom yet. Let's get to the discussion. Halacha l'maisa. So we started saying before, Shel Hashalom and Tisha B'Av is Mutar Medina. Talmidei Chacham Mamo Machmir. The same as in Mamo Machmir and Malacha. Because even though there's Hetem after day 3, so the Malachmir Shel Hashalom, even though Hetem after day 3, it fits in so beautifully. Beautifully. If you look in the Ramah, in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, it was Rosh Chodesh Av, for those who forgot. Rosh Chodesh Av, what a beautiful day to start Hilchos Tisha B'Av, as they relate. I mean, we've had a few times already before. But Shel Hashalom is mamish, joined at the hip, when Hilchos Tisha B'Av, as we shall see. In Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Chav Beis. Hilchos Tisha B'Av. What's the minik? We said that different Mekoma Shenaga with respect to Malacha. I read you the Gemara. Mesechta Tainis Av Chav Chav. What was it? Chav Zayin Beis. Whatever daf it was, we read the Gemara. Says the Mechaber like this, Mokom Shenogu, to do Malacha, you do. Don't do, you don't do. Chamitamilcham Betelim. What's our minig? V'lo Nogu b'yisum Malacha, the Ramah says, Kiyim Ad Chatzos. Ad Chatzos. That's a critical, critical Ramah. Ad Chatzos. Guess what? This is Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, Sivchav Beis. Now we go to Tav Kuf Nun Hei. With Mamash Hichos Tishma, we're going to see how consistent it is if our conceptual approach is correct. Tov Kuf Nun Hei. No Rish Lo Niach Tzvile B'Tishma of Shakris. Right? When do you put it on? B'Mincha. Again, the same thing. I compared Malacha to Tzvilin. What's Hatzad HaShavah Shebehem? There's a distinction between the first 3 days and the next 4 days. Tamidei Chacham HaMachmir in both. We saw the Tosefta with respect to Shel Hashalom, and so the Gemara and Tainus with respect to the Gemara here with respect to Malacha. After 3 days they are Machmir Tamidei Chachamim, and there's one more place where you find the distinction between the first half and the second half. Tov Kuf Nun Tes Sif Gimel. What does it say over there? The Tisha B'Yomo Yoshem Mekneses Laoretz Atfilas Amincha. Atfilas Amincha. That's what the Mechaber says.
Once again, what does it mean? It means we our minig that we have is to treat Tisha B'Av from the night until Chatzos as a very, very serious level of Avelus. It's like Ovel, Yom Rishon, or even Onen sits on the floor. After Chatzos, we treat it as Ovel day four. That's why, so three things emerge. Ovel day four, they're Heterim by Malacha. So we're more Mekel by Malacha, as we saw, right? We're more Mekel by Tefillin. We're more Mekel sitting on the ground. If I'm right, no one says this to my knowledge anywhere. If I'm right, there's room to be Mekel a little bit by Shela Shalom and Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. It follows my conceptual framework. I haven't seen it anywhere in Poskim yet. I don't know. If you find it, let me know. Get a prize. But that's what should emerge from our conceptual framework. The same as we have Kulis after Chatzos in the other three areas. What are these? Chazar again. Malacha, Rabosai, and Tefillin, and sitting on the ground. And they all come from the same Yisod, that it's considered till Chatzos day one, and after Chatzos day four. So by the same token, there should be leniencies with Shel HaShalom, because we saw, not total leniencies, but some leniencies which apply past day four should extend either partially or totally to the laws of Shel HaShalom after Chatzos. But again, coming up in a week from tomorrow, I'm afraid if you don't find anyone who holds like me, I'm afraid to say it myself, but I think it's true based on a conceptual framework. Yes, Ali, talk loud. Everyone's what?
Everyone on Tisha B'Av.
Oh, very good. Oh, what a great thought. The difference between an oval and Tisha B'Av is an oval, only the oval is an oval. Everyone else is not an oval. But in Tisha B'Av, everyone's an oval. And if you go back to our Gemara Chafal from the base, if everyone's an oval, you can't ask Shlom. That's a very, very good point. Let's talk about Halacha L'maisa. I want to read you a Ramban. Ramban, if you want to put it on the screen, it's page Kuf Pei Beis. In the Torah Sa'adam. Kuf Pei Beis in Torah Sa'adam. Those who have it should open up, look inside. Kuf Pei Beis in Torah Sa'adam. What's the topic in Kuf Pei Beis? B'Sheila Shalom Ketzad. Okay? Rabosi, if you don't have a Torah Sa'adam, may make a strong recommendation. You open up to the Gemara, Chof Aleph Mid Beis. I'll do the same thing myself. I'm leaving my Torah Sa'adam. I'm up to the right page. Chof Aleph Mid Beis. And we'll see two different approaches. I'm afraid we're not going to be able to finish this shtickl today. I wanted to finish today and start Gadol Habayis tomorrow. It ain't happening. But we'll start Gadol Habayis tomorrow anyway, somewhere in the middle of the Shia, B'linana. A new sugya. New Talmidim coming. But let's take a look. I'm reading the Ramban. Those who don't know the Ramban, read it from the Gemara. Because the Ramban quotes the Gemara. Ovel osa b'sheila shalom. How do you know? B'dabal eri achmona l'yecheskel. Right? Hanekdo. That's the Gemara earlier on daf tezvav ben alf. Fine. Tana Rabbanan. Quotes the Gemara on achaf alf and beis. Ovel gimme yom rishonim eino shol v'eino meshiv lehem shalom. Period. Right? That's it. Nothing. Right? Osa b'sheila shalom. That's what the Gemara says. The Ramban added a few words. Ain't a shol, ain't a mesh of them shalom. He says over here, ain't a shol, ain't a mesh of them shalom. We don't have that in our gear, so I don't think. Tana Rabbanan, we have Tana Rabbanan over here, Beferish. What does it say on the 10th line or so? Give me a shalom, also b'shel a shalom, period. The Ramban had a different gear, so perhaps. He says, ain't a shol, ain't a mesh of them shalom. It's basically the same thing. Mishlosha at Shiva. I'm going to keep one hand in the Gemara, one hand in the Ramban. It's supposed to be the same thing. He's quoting the Gemara. Okay, what does it say? Meshiv ein ashoa. So far, exactly what it says in the Gemara. What does it say afterwards? Mishivat shloshim. That's not our text. Our text is mikan ve'elich. It's the same thing. What does it say? Shol u'meshiv kedarko. Fine. Frek the Gemara, whole story of Rabbi Akiva. I'm not going to read. Kfod Rabbi Shaini. U'maskona, says the Ramban. And it's quoted Alach and Shulchan Aruch like the Ramban in Shin Pei Hesef Aleph. What's the maskana? Says the Ramban. Looking inside, look carefully. Shlosh Yomer Rishonim, Eino Shoel, Vim Sholo Acherim B'Shlomo.
Modialahem Shu Asrula Hashiv. He tells them he's not allowed to respond. Sorry. That's the Ramban that's found in the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara again. Let's look inside the Gemara. Inside the Gemara. What's the Maskana say Gemara? Let's see. See, the Maskana is not found in one line. The Ramban has summarized the whole thing. You have to read through a number of different parts in the second half of Chof Al-Bes to get to the Maskana. Let's take the Ramban on faith for the moment. Shloshim Rishonim Eina Sholvim Sholav Achem Shlo Pishlomo Modi Alehem Shu Asa Lehoshev. Okay. Mishloshev at Shiva Eino Shoel. Same as the first 3 days. Bavim Sholu Meshev Lem Sholom. Mishiva at Shloshim Hu Shol Bishlom Achem Shechem Shuyim Bishlom. Avalachem Eino Shlom Bishlomo Shuhu Eino Shoel Bishlom. V'yein Tzorech Lomar Shem Sholu Bishlomo Meshev Kedarko V'netzorech Lodiyem Shuavil. If it's mutter even within Shiva, last 4 days, kavachomer, beyond Shiva. The achashloshim who are real kishar kolodom, at shakrovim. Of avima, usho bishlom achem achashiva, achem and shalom bishlomo, 12 months. 12 months. Okay. What happened to Rabosai? So far, the words, am I right that the words suffer rough haven't appeared? Am I correct? I read the Ramban until now? Has the word suffer rough appeared? Yes or no? I don't think so. But now we know it's in the Gemara more than one time. Watch this. What happened to Amesa Ishto? Yeah, he remarried. You see him in the Shuk. Omer b'safar rough of a COVID rosh. Val ova valima medabro tanchumen kol shnei masachodesh. After 12 months, no more. So the safar rough of COVID rosh is almost not even found over here, except in an unusual situation. When you meet somebody, he got remarried, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Otherwise, it's not found. You with me, Rabbi Osai? Now, as at the bottom it says, that's what's kapaskin in Shulchan Aruch. Well, let's check it out. Rabbi Osai, let's check it out and look in Shulchan Aruch and see if the Magia, I think Rabbi Shevel, Zichron Levracha, is correct. He claims this is the Pesach in Shulchan Aruch. Let's open Shulchan Aruch, Shin Pei Yisif Aleph. You tell me it's exactly the same as the Ramban. Okay? Usually it is. We know that Torah quotes the Torah outside them all the time. And the Shulchan Aruch is close to Torah. Let's take a look. Shin Pei Aleph. Avol Asa B'Shela Shalom. Ketzad. Shlosh Yomer Rishonim Eino Shol B'Shlom Kol Adam. Yemacherim Lo Yadu Shu Avel. Wait. Did the Ramban say those words? I want to get the Ramban directly. We just read the Ramban. The first 3 days, Maskana de Milsa, Im Shol Achem B'Shlomo, Modi Alehem Shu Asa L'Hashiv. It didn't say Modilem Shu Avil. Modilem Shu Avil means they didn't know it was an Avil. That's a Rashalem shot. But the Ramban saying Modilem Shu Asa Lahashiv could be interpreted, they knew it was an Avil, but they didn't know it's Asa Lahashiv. So they're going to be insulted if he doesn't respond to them. Chutzpah. I told this guy Shalom that he doesn't need to say Aleichem Shalom. He has to tell him, my dear friend, I'd love to say Aleichem Shalom, I'm not allowed to do it. So it could be the Ramban is not exactly the same as the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, again, Yodiyem Shu Avil, whereas the Ramban says, Modiyem Shu Asa Lahashiv, which is a different type of an answer. So it may not be exactly the same. Keep that in mind. Keep going weiter. Mishiva, one more time. Shu Avil. Mishlosha Shiva, Eino Shoah. Okay. V'macherim Lo Yodu Shuhu Avil. That's again, as he said in the previous line. Vishalav Shlomo. Meshav Lehem. That's what he says. Rabosai. From the third to the seventh. Meshav. What did Ramban say? Mishlol Shabbat Shiva. In a shol. Vimshalu. Meshav Lehem Shalom. Okay. So far, so good. Right? Why did they ask him? Because they presumably didn't know. What didn't they know? Either they didn't know it was an Avil, it was a Shulchan Aruch. So it made more likely they didn't know the Din. According to the Ramban. So it may not be exactly identical. Vaita. Mishiva v'ashloshim hu shol b'shlom acherim shem shruim b'sholom. V'nachem shlom b'shlomo v'koshken shem meishol b'shlom shol b'shlomo period, because after all it's even within Shiva. Kavachoma beyond Shiva. Fine. Almost verbatim. Achashloshim kol adam. Shakrom avim was different. Adka. So Rabosai, again, it's not exactly identical because
the Lord Rav Shavel Zal said it is identical, not completely identical. What did they not know? According to Rashi and the Shulchan Aruch, they did not know he's an Avelis. The Ramban conveys, perhaps subtly, perhaps I'm wrong, a somewhat different impression. A somewhat different impression. Now, the Pashup Shah in the Gemara, they did not know he was an Avelis. That's the Pashup Shah in the Gemara. But the Ramban seems to say not that way. How can the Ramban seem to go against the Gemara? So maybe the Ramban is like this. The average person knows a din not to give shalom to another. So the Gemara referred to a case we didn't know that he was an Avelis. But the same din would apply even if he does know. If he does know. But the Turin Shulchan Aruch say that he didn't know. But if they did know, they knew he was an Avelis. And they asked him shalom anyway. You get an impression from the Turin Shulchan Aruch that you wouldn't answer him. Ramban gives me the impression you do answer him. Say, I'm sorry, I can't answer you. The halacha prohibits it. And the impression of Tur Shulchan Aruch, you don't answer him at all if he knows you're another. It's interesting, if you turn to the Imre Baruch is found at the back of, even the bottom of the back of all Shulchan Aruchs. If you don't have the Imre Baruch, you can go straight to the source that Imre Baruch quotes, which is the Mordechai. So take your choice. I like to source things in Shulchan Aruch, but if you don't have a Shulchan Aruch with Imre Baruch, he tells you in a second. Watch this. Imre Baruch writes here in Shin Pei Hei, the second piece in the Yalkut, V'vua b'mordechai mordkodin tof tof tzadi zayin hainu im ein yadu lem aviloso v'im yadu the news in Avelis lo yoshim lehem af achashiva. You don't respond. Look at our chayim taknat zivchof. Ooh, what's up with Tishba? Let's take a look at the Mordechai. Tof Tzadi Zayin. Okay, we only have another 2 minutes, as we still have time to look at the Mordechai. Tof Tzadi Zayin. Please turn quickly to the Mordechai. Mord Katan. Tof Tzadi Zayin. What I told you implicitly, based on the Tur and the Rosh in it, and the Shulchan Aruch, he says explicitly, Tof Tzadi Zayin. Take a look. Tof Tzadi Zayin. Look carefully. Umishlosha Batshiva Meshiv L'She'enam Yodim Evlo V'Eino Shoel. Right? Only someone who doesn't know he's an Avelis. That's what it says. The Farish. But what happens in Hem Yodim B'Evlo? Right? So you can't respond. That's what he says beforeish in the Mordechai Tof Tzadi Zayin, quoted by the Imre Baruch. Right? That's what it says. B'Farish. Mefarish, even after Shiva. Why is he telling you to look at Hilchos Tisha B'Av? One final look at Hilchos Tisha B'Av, to look at Tuf Kuf Nun Dalet. One second. It's over here before. Tuf Kuf Nun Dalet. It's here somewhere. Well, for the moment, I only have it in the big Shulchan Aruch. Thank you for bringing it to me, Tzvi, but I need it now. I can't find my Mishnah Berurah. Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Sivchof. My throat get piled up to the point that here it is. Here's my Mishnah Berurah. It's right in front of my nose. Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Sivchof. It's faster to find it this way. What does it say over there? Ein shel shalom lechaver b'tishvav ved yotos sheinim yodim v'nosim shalom. Oh, drum roll. Should depend on what he said until now, right? What do we say? The machlokes. If he doesn't know that you're an Avelis, you have to answer him. If he knows you're an Avelis, so the Mordechai said, you don't answer him. The Ramban says, you tell him, I'm not allowed to answer you. What does the Mechaber say in Tisha B'Av? He doesn't know. Knows him, Shalom, Meshiva lehem b'sofa rofa over COVID rosh. Pulled out of mothballs. Meshiva lehem b'sofa rofa rosh. Where did we see that expression? You remember where that expression came from? It had a source, a very good source. As a matter of fact, we will call it even a Tisha B'Av dikka source, not an Avelis dikka source. Okay? You see, it was an Easter of the Hush of Kedarko, but you can still do B'Sofa Rafa, B'Kovid Rosh. Where did it come from? It came from the Tosef that we started with in Tainis, on Tisha B'Av. Meshi B'Sofa Rafa, B'Kovid Rosh. So it applies by Oval as well. You get an impression, it applies all the time. But the Gemara says in Masechta Moed Katan, the first 3 days, you don't respond at all. So how can we assume it's mutter to respond with Sofer of a COVID Rosh, even in the first few days, even on Tisha B'Av, which has the stint of the first day, at least in the morning we spoke about. So we're out of time, I have to stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to finish up this sugya, very important sugya, very beautiful to learn about the laws of Tisha B'Av as they pertain to Chas HaVeilus. When we began Chodesh Av, Mitzvah will try to finish that tomorrow, and we'll try to start second half tomorrow Shir, a very long and complex sugya of Gadol HaBayis. Okay?
The recording has stopped.
Do I leave?